Today is Good Friday. So why is it so good? What is so good about Good Friday? What's good about betrayal? What's good about a man handing over his friend, handing over his teacher, handing over the one he had followed for 3 years for 30 pieces of silver? That's exactly what Judas did. What's good about that? What's so good about Good Friday? What's good about the arrest of an innocent man? What's good about wrongful arrest? Jesus never committed a crime. What's good about an unjust trial, a trial carried out in darkness, a trial carried out at night, a trial not open to the public? What's so good about Good Friday? What's good about religious leaders, holy men, men of God, priests and scribes and elders, spitting in the face of the one that they claim to worship, slapping the one that they professed to serve, mocking the Lord of heaven and earth? What's so good about Good Friday? What's good about desertion? What's good about abandonment? What's good about the friends of Jesus, the followers of Jesus, those who had traveled with him for years, those who had sat at his feet listening to his teaching, those who had seen him heal the blind and the lame and the leprous, those who had seen him cast out demons, walk on water, raise the dead? What is good about their running for it after he was arrested? What's so good about Good Friday? What's good about denial? What's good about Peter, Jesus' closest companion, the boldest of the disciples, the very first disciple that Jesus called, the one who confessed him as the Christ, who told him that though all his followers would leave him, that he would never fall away? What's good about Peter denying Jesus 3 times, denying that he ever knew him, cursing and swearing in protest? What's so good about Good Friday? What's good about a bloodthirsty mob? What's good about a group of people crying out for the death of an innocent man? What's good about a crowd crying out that Jesus be crucified while a convicted prisoner is set free? What's so good about Good Friday? What's good about Jesus being beaten? What's good about Jesus being slapped and mocked, fitted with a crown of thorns, battered to a bloody mess, humiliated? What's good about crucifixion? What's good about an innocent man undergoing capital punishment? What's good about a man's hands and feet being nailed to wood and put on a hill for everybody to see? What's so good about Good Friday? What's good about the death of Jesus? What's good about the death of the Christ, the Messiah? What's good about the death of the Son of God, the well-beloved Son of God? What's good about the death of God made man, God in the flesh? What's good about the death of the one through whom God made all things? What's so good about Good Friday? Well, on its own, by itself, Good Friday looks like death over life. It looks like evil over good. It looks like corruption over justice, defeat over victory, despair over hope, no over yes. So what's so good about Good Friday? Well, without Easter, nothing. Nothing without Easter. But because of Easter, Good Friday is good. Because of Easter, Good Friday is good. Because the Father raised Jesus from the dead, Good Friday is good. Because the Father resurrected his Son, Good Friday is good. Good Friday is good because in Jesus Christ, God has turned the world upside down. What looked like death was actually life. What looked like the triumph of evil was actually the triumph of good. What looked like injustice was actually mercy. What looked like defeat was actually victory. What looked like despair was actually hope. What looked like the end was just the beginning. What looked like no was actually yes. God's mighty, triumphant yes. Because of Easter, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, today is good. Good Friday is good. The crucifixion of Jesus, the death of Jesus is good because his death was for you. For you. Jesus took upon himself your sin. He took upon himself your transgressions. He took upon himself your trespasses. He took upon himself your wrongdoings, your shame, your guilt. He took it all upon himself, and he took it to the cross. Jesus willingly underwent everything that we've read about tonight. Willingly. He did it willingly while bearing your sin. And my sin. In other words, Jesus was a substitute for you. A willing substitute. Jesus took upon himself what you and I deserve. He took upon himself God's punishment for sin. He took upon himself suffering for sin, divine abandonment for sin, death for sin, hell for sin, so that you can be free. So that you can be forgiven. So that you can have life. And Jesus did all of this out of love for you, as a gift for you. Grace for you. Good Friday is good. Good Friday is good because we live this side of the resurrection. Good Friday is good because we look back at Friday from this side of the resurrection. Good Friday is good because in Jesus, God has and is turning the world upside down. And I hope and pray he is turning your world upside down. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you that Good Friday is good. Because your son Jesus willingly underwent suffering and pain and death and hell for us, out of love for us. Thank you, Father, that in Jesus Christ you are turning the world upside down. You have turned the world upside down. Father, give us joy. Help us to rejoice in the good of Good Friday and in the good of Easter. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.